Hello, welcome back to the PowerShell 10-year celebration, anniversary, party, code golf, great sessions.
Just pub awesome. Golf in about an hour.
Pub golf will kick off promptly following the closure of code golf. So if you didn't win, there's a chance for you to get a low score on pub golf, hopefully. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Matt and Keith here still with you through to the end. We've got about another hour or so of content. Some great stuff still to come. We've had some great sessions on PowerShell and SQL Server, automation of sprinkler systems, Teslas, hearing from Jeffrey and Kenneth on where it all started. We've had some great a lot of community delivered sessions coming in from around the globe, both video and over Skype. So we've tried to really maximize the use of technology for today's presentation. So do you want to do a few questions before we go to the next section?
Sure, if we have them, let's field them.
Go on, I'll give you a tricky one. So from Jason A. Beckett, I'm presuming it's Jason A. Beckett, not Jasona Beckett, but we'll go with Jason A. Beckett. Error handling when remoting. So for the most part, I can live with the limited error output that gets returned from a remote machine. Okay. However, this problem gets pretty pronounced with Exchange, so get your Exchange hat on here, since I'm almost always using PowerShell to remote to Exchange. Will this situation ever, I put the emphasis on ever, he didn't, get improved?
That's a really good question. A lot of that is stuff that people do need to understand how to pull out of the Exchange events. And this would be good feedback also to share with the Exchange team. And the fact that we're bringing it up in the middle of this video will certainly help do that. This would be one situation where I would recommend that you go out to user voice, provide that feedback, and get other people to vote it up, and do it both in the PowerShell space in user voice and also in the Exchange space. And that's a really good way to make that happen.
Blanket coverage there. Just tell everybody.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So we'll hold the rest of the questions for now because we're going to move on to the next session, which is ready to go. So what have you got coming up?
So what we've got coming up is there's a set of things that we refer to as the PowerShell conferences. Now, these are things that are entirely put on by the PowerShell community. It's not the PowerShell team and Microsoft certainly participate, but we're not the organizers. Mm-hmm. These folks get together and they set up conferences in Europe, in Asia, and in the United States, and these are great conferences. And here's the set of people who indeed do the organizing, and we have a short video from them that we're going to play now.
All right, so this is a huge experiment. We have the camera right sitting on a backpack, and we would like to talk about conferences, PowerShell conferences. Let's introduce ourselves.
So I'm William Anderson. I work for PowerShell.org and the DevOps Collective.
And I'm Tobias. I'm running the PSConf.eu conference in Germany.
Hi, I'm Milton. I'm the organizer for PowerShell Asia.
And I'm Joey. I'm a program manager for the PowerShell team.
Right.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Oh, sure. Basically, what we would like to talk about is how awesome it is that across the whole world, you have annual big PowerShell conferences with a chance to really connect to other people doing PowerShell, getting the latest information on what PowerShell can do. And so the next conferences are coming up pretty soon. When did you start registration for the DevOps?
So registration for the DevOps and PowerShell Global Summits opened up on November 1st. And the beginning date for that conference is April 7th next year. It's actually the DevOps Summit's 5th anniversary. So we're really looking forward to seeing everybody in Redmond.
Right. So what's the URL?
It's powershell.org/summit. You can get all of the information there. You've got a nice brochure to download. I did all of the photos that you can take to your managers and stuff to kind of justify the cost of going to the summit.
Well, that's good because we don't have that page. So if you want to justify the cost to go to the PSConf.eu, just go to their page. Same reasoning.
It's the same thing.
Really, it is great to go there because it saves you so much money in developing into the wrong direction. Just see what's going on and how PowerShell can help you.
And to connect with the PowerShell team. I mean, we love going and exactly. Attend regularly all of your conferences. And really, it's a really fun time. I learn a lot every time I go to a PowerShell conference. You know, so many experts out there in the community, but you do also get the chance to interact directly with us and really drive your feedback right into the engineering team.
That's true. Like Jeffrey just signed up for PSConf EU next year, and just to complete the commercial part of it, advertisement. So if you want to go to the PSConf EU, just go to PSConf EU. You can register there, and our conference is a month later, basically, is May 3rd to 5th, and I think you just ran one.
Yeah, so the PS Conference Asia just completed in October, which is just, I think, 3 weeks ago. So
everyone who came back said they had a blast. It was I heard Singapore was quite a time.
Yeah, but although we do not, you know, have the luxury of the whole PowerShell team, you know, just like DevOps and the PowerShell Summit or even PS Conference EU, you know, we do appreciate the effort from the PowerShell team to send a subset of the team down to Asia, to Singapore, to attend, you know, and provide some speaking engagement. So we will somehow still have a event next year in October or November. The date has not been finalized yet, but we try not to clash with all the big events. So if you miss, you know, happen to miss PowerShell Summit or DevOps Summit or PSConf EU, you know, not to worry. 6 months down the road, you still can come to Asia.
Is it in Singapore again?
It will be in Singapore.
And this is the
potentially,
third one?
This will be the third one.
That's
and potentially
awesome.
We are opening up to more city in Asia itself. Yeah, but
wow.
Stay tuned.
I think that's one of the, you know, you touched on a couple of things that really kind of blew my mind. I've only been doing the summit for the last 2 years, and I was really impressed with the fact that, you know, the PowerShell team is so heavily involved with it,
right,
and engaged with not just the presenters, but the community itself. And it's a really good opportunity, regardless if you're going to, you know, we call it the Global Summit, the PowerShell DevOps Summit here in Redmond, or, you know, PSConf EU or PSConf Asia. You know, you're actually taking the opportunity to not just hear, you know, presenters like ourselves talk about the different products, but also sit down with the people that are making these products and, you know, making these amazing tools that help make our lives a lot easier. So it's really a fantastic opportunity to ask the questions you want to ask, you know, and not necessarily having to wait for a reply on a forum or, you know, a random tweet, you know, response to come back. You can actually sit down and at a table with these people and, you know, speak what's on your mind and ask the questions you would really want to know.
You know, nothing beats a one-on-one conversation and really, you know, putting faces to the names or faces to the handles, and being able to really get at the root of why, you know, your problem that you've reported is affecting you or how it's affecting you, and really getting a more holistic understanding of you know, our designs and our philosophies and you know, getting your issue to the forefront.
Right.
I think another thing that's important to mention too is it's not your typical dry one-way conversation conference. You know, a lot of, you know, we actually spend a lot of time to find additional activities. You know, dinners. Actually, this year is the first year that the PowerShell Pub Crawl is going to be an official event for the PowerShell and DevOps Summit.
I did have a good time with that a couple years ago.
I apparently did too. I don't remember all of it. And then Tobias, you had the orchestra last year.
We are already working on the next surprise for next year. And also one day, one night, we rent the zoo. So we all go to the zoo. That's the perfect place for PowerShellers, as you can see.
Absolutely. So it's not just a matter of, you know, sitting down and you know, having that one-way conversation and, you know, having your eyes bleed staring at code and, viewing PowerPoint slides. There's actual real interaction and, you know, some real networking going on, not just with, you know, the PowerShell team and the presenters, but also other members of your community, you know, people that share like interests.
All right, so we can only encourage you, come to one of these conferences. One of these conferences is close to you anyway, regardless where you are. What to talk about is how awesome it is that across the whole world you have annual big PowerShell conferences with a chance to really connect to other people doing PowerShell, getting the latest information on what PowerShell can do. And so the next conferences are coming up pretty soon. When did you start registration for the DevOps?
So registration for the DevOps and PowerShell Global Summits opened up on November 1st. And the beginning date for that conference is April 7th next year.
Funny because these DSLRs, like, you know, they were not point and clicks, and now they're basically the best point and click camera on the planet. It's like,
oh yeah,
you spend $3,000 and you just close your eyes, freaking beautiful. All
so,
right,
is it already recording?
It's recording.
So welcome back. That was a kind of a fun presentation from the folks who have been organizing these PowerShell conferences. And by the way, for those of you who've seen this thing, this is PowerShell's own gang symbol. And you have to remember to put your left hand on the top. And sure enough, it does indeed look like a PowerShell logo. And so if you're wondering what those folks were doing, that's what was happening.
If you put two vertical lines down on that, it would look like a pound sign.
No, a hashtag.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
So the thing that I will mention is that if you want to find out more about these forums, you can go to PowerShell.org, and they have a list of the events there, and they are entirely organized by that community. So we're going to go ahead and take one more commercial break here, and then we're going to come back and hear from Angel Calvo and Kenneth Hansen to talk about the directions of PowerShell in the future. So we'll see you after another minute commercial.